The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
He that has been made so much better than the angels and upholded all things by the word of His power. We honor your name, our Father. We give you praise again and again and again and again and again from the depth of our heart. Even the fruit of our lips, we utter, we declare, we say, we announce. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God Almighty, for your presence in this house. Your very, very presence. Thank you, Father, for how you have been refreshing us from the beginning of this service up to this hour. This is your hour again. It is an hour of mercy, an hour of encounter, an hour of change, an hour of lifting. Father, this you will do in the name of Jesus Christ. I come under authority. Authority to confront authority. I come under your servant. I come under your handmaiden. I come under set authorities. I function by my ranking. I function by my place. I receive help from above. I receive reinforcement. Skill of the Spirit. Skill of the Spirit. Let there be faith for every heart. Faith for every heart. Understanding for every heart. Let there be blessing. Let there be lifting. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Devin or Caste Dillon Janama Kani Evro de Guineas Tokanive Ayamana Papre Donas Adile Vegoni Festo Sinin Brenio Caste Janafin A Brin Helping A Bagini Helping A Juduni Helping Efrini Help A Dini Help Sat Living Help Even Help A silly genie of any gani as Steven help. I break Dovini help. Shanam Egan help. Aitzevin Egan help. Sight help. Sight help. Sight help. Aven even father help. Father help. Sonavin he help. To help. Even to help. Even to help. Even to help. For you are in a great time of need. You are in a great time of need. You are in a great time of need. And you will need this help in this season. Even to war. Even to war. Even to war. Even to war. To strengthen your hand to fight. That you may advance against the troop. That you may advance against the troop. That you may break through the ranks of spirit. As Janav again. Froteni hegeni patroni again. I come again. I come again. Apato. Veniana. Even as a man of war. As a man of war. I come again even as a man of war. As a man of war. So let the weak say I am strong. Let the weak say I am strong. Because I have come even to strengthen the feeble. To strengthen the feeble. That you be not weak in battle. That you be not weak in battle. I have come even to bring the strength of faith. Strength of faith. That you may fight the good fight of faith. That you may fight this fight of faith. Oh, that you may fight this fight of faith. That you may fight for the faith. That you may fight for your life. That you may contend for this faith. For this faith being handed to you. Yes, let the weak say, I am strong because I have come with help. I have come with help that you may join forces with me. Forces with me. For I am the Lord over your land. I am the Lord over your land. I am the governor over your land. I am the governor. But I need you to join forces with me. I need you to join hands with me. To join hands with me. To join hands with me. That the cause of life might be advanced even in this city. Yes, 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 yes. You are strong. You are strong. Because help is come. Help is come to you. And I've come to take you all up. To take you all up. To take you all up, that you may fight from the height, not from the plain. To take you all up, that you may fight with sight. That you may fight with sight. Not fight as they that beat the air. They that beat the air. That you may fight with precision. That you may fight with precision. I come to take you all up. I am the Lord of hosts. I am the Lord of hosts. I am the Lord of hosts. Yes, yes, yes. Even to establish my victory in your land. Yes, I bring strength. I bring strength, and therefore, a door is open, even upon you in this meeting. A door is open. A great door is open. A great door is open to take you all up, that you may see, that you may see how you ought to fight, even the faith, even with the faith, even with the faith. I come to take you all up. I open door. I open door. I open door. I open door even to my servant. Even to my servant. For the spirit, even the spirit of your father is upon you. To walk through this door. To go through this door. And feed my people with strength. Feed them with strength. Feed them with strength. For there is strength upon your lips. There is strength upon your lips. There is a bread for strength. There is a bread for healing. There is a bread that heals. There is a bread that strengthens. And it's upon your lips. For that door has been opened. That you may walk. Enter through this pasture. Even with the spirit of your father. And feed them with strength. Yes, that the army might be raised. Army might be raised. Even in this land. People who have fought for their life. Who have fought for their life. And who can deliver many. Who are in bondage. Even in the city. I have come with strength. Receive strength today. Even to fight the fight of faith.
Amen.
Alika mat, mamat, atatatata mat. Ala ta 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 nat, adi ti 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 nat, akiti ti 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 nat, akiti ti 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 nat, nat, ni na 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 nat, ani na ni na na ni na ni na ni na ni na 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 na
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mahadinovin. Krestegenofina. For you see, you are all in that number. You are all in that number. You are all in that number. You've all been called. You've all been called. Even to profess this profession. You've all been called. You've all been called. And I'm telling you today, that you are in that number. Don't be left back. Don't be left out. Don't be left out because you are in that number. Yes, for the strength given today is for a journey. It's for a journey. It's to break through obstacles and hurdles and things that have limited you, Itato. Yes, to break through, every obstacle in the soul that has limited you, There is breakthrough. There is victory. There is breakthrough. There is victory today. And I'm calling you. To align yourself. And join this fort. Join this army. You are in that number. And you will not be left out. Amen. You will not be left out.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm trusting the Lord that the Lord will help us to discern this season. The enemy will not rob us. Jesus, open our eyes. Please, open our eyes. Open our eyes to see. At some point, the Lord has to appear to Moses and then told him, you have to discern the ground where you stand. The ground where you stand is a holy ground. So definitely it should have been a ground that Moses has been trafficking over. But there was a change or a shift in the spirit because some beings decided to come over that same space. And he had to tell him, you need to be discerning now because the ground where you stand is a holy ground. It's no longer a mere place. It's not just a place where you can do as you wish. There is a protocol. There are ethics. Things that needs to be kept on this ground where you stand. Why? Because of emissaries. Emissaries sent on an assignment. So one of the ways to cooperate with them and also to create an atmosphere for them to execute the reason why they were sent, you know, needs to be told you so that you can conduct yourself as you should. He gave that same warning also to Timothy. He said, thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself. Why? Because of shift in the spirit that you are now standing on a different ground entirely. A ground where they frown at disorderliness. A ground where whatever you do is being recorded. Whatever you do is being taken account of. Why? Because you are no longer a baby. You are no longer a baby. You have, to a measure, you have come of age. Your eyes are open. So whatever decision you take at this point is going to be counted as disobedience. Disobedience also tied to rebellion. Rebellion is a kind of disobedience, but it's not as high as a disobedience of the flesh. Amen. Why? Because you don't have strength. It's different. This is willful. It's willful. And that same word also came during the morning teaching. So it means I know it, but I'm not going to do it. May the Lord not give us such strength. In the name of Jesus Christ. It's clear. If you smell it in the air, the emphasis around faith and faith and faith and faith, there is a reason for it. Because anytime you hear faith, there is battle. Anytime you hear faith, there is a fight. Anytime the word faith comes in, there is a reason to battle, to fight. Amen. And for many of us that had the chance of, you know, streaming, I was wondering because I felt, well, the theme of the meeting, the way, you know, it was designed, you know, my father's business. I was expecting something very strong. How many of us stream a little bit SM Flex? Amen. You could see that almost all the emphasis was around faith. You know, that's the way it is. When a community is under a dispensation, which is beyond just word, rather a walk that they need to rough, you see the same sound sounding everywhere. Even if you choose something, what they want to say, they will still use it and say what they want to say. Why? Because that is the current emphasis of the Spirit. It's the present truth. What God is sounding now for a reason. Amen. That's number one. Number two is that the Lord is also recovering territories. The Lord is recovering territories. And then, one of the reasons why for some of you, God took time to fashion you and lead in this manner, and you find yourself here, is because you have a place in that mandate. You have a place in that mandate. And the fulfillment of that mandate is also your placement. Your placement in days to come. Your placement in years to come. Your placement in your predestination. So, Russell, I'm trusting the Lord to open our eyes. So that we will not approach these things from our feelings. I'm not a feeling person. I'm not wired that way. I have feelings, but I'm not a feeling person. I'm not wired to dance to your feelings. I am a soldier. So that they have feelings. They do. They do. But they don't express like a civilian. So if you want to feel me as a civilian, you always miss it. Because I am not a civilian. So God has reason for bringing you here. There is a reason why God brought you to this land. It's beyond work. It's beyond marriage. You have a destiny to fulfill. So, coming to the place of understanding the bigger picture and where you stand in the larger picture is your prosperity. The devil has cheated some of us too much by not helping us to see what he's saying. Today, a veil will be torn.
Amen.
So that, you know, you can start engaging with the rules of engagement of your enlistment. You are a soldier. All of you seated here. Let me tell you, when you hear Christianity, it's military. I don't want you guys to be weak. I don't want you to be weak. And I'm too sure, for many of us, when we're listening to question and answer on Sunday, honestly, that is not predictable. Sure you know. You can't predict daddy. And sometimes when you feel that daddy will land here, it will surprise you. It will surprise you very well. Because daddy is a man of the spirit. He is a man of the spirit. Amen. Amen. Oh my Lord, thank you. I remember someone wrote one question. Amen. Maybe I should relax the atmosphere a little bit. Look, your face are looking like soldier. I don't want physical soldier face. I want you to be soldier inside. Because some of us have strong people inside. We are big civilians. Mighty flesh inside. So it's not by look. You can have a very cool face, but inside you are rugged. That's what I want. I want you to be rugged inside. Amen. Yes. Rugged inside. Amen. When they hit you inside, they meet rock. Amen. So, a sister wrote the question, and she wrote there, I have another sister, and then when she hasn't been mouth odor, right? Can you remember that question? She has mouth odor. And she felt, you know, sometimes the way the question and answer wave, you made me, they would say, okay, you two brush your teeth, brush your tongue, brush your tongue. You know, anytime they go through that way, they are talking to you as a civilian, but a soul that does not smell. You know, they smell. Why? Because they have to deaden something in you, not to smell. But does that mean smell should smell? But sometimes for your salvation, smell can smell. And spirit will tell you, don't talk. Bear it. So, the sister wrote the question. And when the thing got here, the thing turned. When daddy say, bear the smell. Die with the smell. Because some of us are very selfish. When you are kissing your wife, you smell the smell, or will they bear the smell? But your brother, you don't want to bear the smell. So, bear it. That's it. That's a soldier can enter. But you know, by the time your one leg enter, it goes like this. You can't kill anything. Why? Because they've been programmed. They've been programmed and wired in a manner to define things and responses differently. Sometimes you can be wise. You might even make research on what exactly is the issue there. If it is more than a mouthwash, you can get one for her. Some of my issues, even the toothbrush. I want to now 1 year. Toothbrush, is it not 3 months? Yes, some of us, 1 year, I see the same toothbrush. The teeth, in fact, the teeth is like this. You know, so it's, the toothbrush has gone through many roads. So at the end of the day, you see the toothbrush is like this. But you still like it. So wisely, you can just get two. Or say, I went to the market, or I got two. Can you please take one? Be wise. Because you also have to look at your sister. And sometimes it could just be, maybe there's a platform to talk. You can talk about it. You can talk about it. But anyway, that's, by the way, I told her, it's okay, it's fine. If that's the way you feel, you should go about it. I don't have any issue with it. But next time, create platform. Why? Because if that sister now get to discover that you were the one that wrote it, she will feel very bad. She will feel very bad. So that's that. Now, I'm coming back to the main thing. Amen. Amen. Just to define the season. You remember the last question when somebody said, what do we do when you are weary? You were thinking at that point, you know, saying, when you are weary, may you do something. I know many of us were expecting that when daddy came up, right? And when you are, daddy's coming. Oh, daddy's coming. He can't give us cold weather. Daddy was angry because he was dealing with a spirit. And some of us are like that. When you have one small thing, the whole church will know. There's a way you drink from pity. Yes. There is something you drink from it. It's like it's an oblation. You are pouring something to serve something. Do you know from January till March, daddy was near to death. Only few of us knew. And he mentioned it. But did you know? So if daddy was to show for all of us to see, some of us would just go and say, hey, time to do. When you were a soldier, I'm just trying to, if something can wake up inside us. Why? Because there's no way spirits, forces fighting us, they are military in nature. They are military in nature. Let me tell you, some churches are civilian churches, so, or what they serve there are civilians' issues. But you also know that a soldier also live a civil life. Abby, don't they marry? Don't they go to school? They do everything a civilian does, but with a different mindset. Another law and principle guide what they do. And they don't quickly dwell on things. Up they go. Let's look at Deuteronomy. Amen. I read from verse 29. I'm going to read down up. Deuteronomy 33 from verse 39. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency, and thy enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heavens shall drop down dew. The eternal God is our refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. New Testament churches truly are territorial. Amen. When you sometimes say, ah, we don't know what it means. You think we are joking here. Yeah. I play, but every play has meaning. So when I say ahu, you don't know what it means. You know the meaning of ahu? Eh? It means war. Eh? What does ahu mean? We are able. Ahu, we are able. So that's also the language of Caleb. We are well able to take the land. So God bringing you here is actually enlisting you for a battle. And every territory, you know that. I took time this morning, I was just checking my heart. Okay. So you will now discover that how the Lord led our parents in the Lord to plant churches. Some of the churches in certain territories are fort or a military base. In other words, they are territorial churches. Now, when a church is territorial, they have a candle in the spirit. Candle in the spirit that spirit see. And the reason for the candle is to lit the whole territory. So the whole territory must be lighting up. The same thing when you look at the way the whole structure of the army is done. I was trying to do some research on it today. You discover that almost in every state, we have barracks. Every state. But the barracks are not the same. Some have more. Some are more equipped than others. Some are also strategically positioned. They are not the same. In fact, and I came to discover that of all the states, some, they have some little presence. In fact, I heard that Ekiti State and Ebonyi State is the least. It means the presence there is not as strong as other states. They also look at where you are positioned and then what you are equipped with. Here you have Alamala, right? So the one in Oyo is also positioned for both Lagos and Ilorin. The equipment are not the same. So now, amen. So how these churches are also placed, what they oversee differ. So when you first got born again, amen. When you got born again, you weren't a soldier. You weren't. That's why new recruits are not different from civilians. The only difference between a new recruit or new recruit, they just recruited you now. Is that not so? It separates you from them. Eh? It separates you from them, but it does not yet make you a soldier. I was looking at something this morning and I was just thinking here and there so that at least maybe it can help, you know, to pass understanding, you know, to us. Amen. Faith is both a life and also an instrument of making. It's both a life and also an instrument of making. That's why at every stage, amen, faith sometimes is required. Okay, so when you go back and you look at the gospel, okay, they'll say, and faith made thee whole. So faith makes, it can make. Okay, faith makes thee whole. Sometimes faith can also heal. Faith can save. Faith can deliver. Right? Now, all these things, they are also causes in faith. So even in the operation of faith, even faith at the lowest level, you need it to operate gifts. In other words, faith is not trusting in yourself. Faith is trusting in another. And that's why most of the time, or to trust in what you can't see, yet you know. You can't see it, but you believe, and then you trust. I think a door is opening now. Now, let me say this very quickly, most especially for us. Handling gift of the Spirit. Don't be too willful. Don't be too willful. If you are too willful, in the place of using the gift, you will invite another spirit. Don't be willful. Why? Because if you don't wire the operation or the use of this gift through the right protocol, another spirit can take over. So what that will mean is you won't mature in the usage. So when the scripture says, he that prophesy, let him prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Proportion of faith. So it means faith are also in levels. Amen. Amen. So having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Right? Now, I also understand this prophecy goes beyond just prophecy and then interpreting, because prophecy is the tool. Amen. Is the tool. Okay, both interpretation and tongue coming together makes prophecy. Now, this prophecy also could also go higher than this to also mean preaching. But both legs stand one on the measure of grace. Don't go beyond the measure of grace rotting you. Many of the people today that you see, even amidst us, in those days, for many of us that have been in the waters and having journeyed with it for so long a time, in those days, one of the key persons that the Lord used then in interpretation of tongues was Pastor Ernest Paul. That grace was very strong on him. Very, very strong. And then from there, Pastor Emeka used to interpret tongues. But when you see Daddy Emeka, you see a man that has fear. Very careful. Very, very careful. Very, 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 very careful. Now, when I see a man that is not careful, starting from gifts, I know you will have problem. Sorry, I didn't plan this. Sure, I didn't plan this. It's a door. I saw that door open and I know it's to add to us. Why? Because what equips you, you know that thing you do and you give tongues, the interpret, you know it's a warfare in the spirit. So it means the way we are arranged in the camp and everyone in his order and doing things accordingly as the pattern is in the spirit, is our victory. So everything must go as it is written. So there's also a measure of equipping that we have from time to time. Look at this money. I discerned something there. And I knew, that's why you see, everything, oh my goodness. You see, like you come for service. You're not just coming. You're not just coming. Eh? That movement you are doing, eh? Eh? That movement you are doing, you're also waving sword. But you don't know. To you, it looks like I'm going to the song. It's a worship song. A worship does not require blah, 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 blah. No, you don't always do blah, 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 blah. It's a worship song. Calm down. The thing was already disturbing the atmosphere. Now, it means in everything we do, you have to be highly sensitive to know that I must play my role not to disturb the procession. So everything, what you do, where you sit, when you move, everything is a war. Calm down. Immediately after that, the whole atmosphere changed. Why? Because a man is there, he doesn't know that that thing he's doing is a war. Somebody send here back, you don't know is a war. Somebody you don't know is a war. Why? Because everything is arranged. And our victory every day. Listen, our victory every day. How the whole day should run today. It has been written. So we are not making today to run the way we want it. No, no, no. How your whole life should be, it has been written. All they want from me, align. In your alignment is your growth, is your victory. It's your victory. So anytime you align, you are not beating the air. You are not just throwing punches in the air. All your steps are accurate. Everything is accurate. Do you know, from the beginning till the end, if the Lord can help me, from the beginning of this meeting to the end, is it possible for me to say exactly every word, every example, every title, every jot as it is written? I mean, everything. Why? Because everything I'm saying now, it may make me need to one or two. The way I move is an answer to somebody there. The example I pick is making me need to another. As I move, even where I go, that movement, I'm going with something. As I'm moving by, the thing stay with you. Now, they are saying as you are moving, it means when you get to so time, move here and look at Wale. As Wale is looking at something is entering you, but you don't know. Now, we come into the place of awareness to know that I am not just moving. I am not just existing. I am worrying. So, everything, how the whole thing should go. And that's why sometimes, the Lord may want you to sit somewhere. But if you are sensitive and you go elsewhere, just because you feel troubled. You feel troubled. Until you come back to that seat, why are they troubling you? Why are they troubling you? It means there is something about that location. Have you not seen times you will see Papa again? He will see the meeting exactly the way it. Papa will intentionally go and dress exactly the way he saw himself in that dream. And on that day, to be exactly as he saw it. So it means, bros, everything concerning you has been finished. So the reason for teaching revelation is to keep helping us to just go accordingly. As you are going accordingly, you are also developing. You are changing. You are being transformed. You are being impacted. So that's why you don't just make just any choice anyhow. So make sure you prophesy. It's coming back. Make sure you prophesy according, number one, to grace. So as I mentioned, so in those days you will see Pastor Ernest Paul. Even spontaneous. That spontaneous, you know, sing spontaneous song because Pastor Ernest Paul and Daddy K, they've been friends for years from the north. Great friends. Then from there you will discover that grace was more upon Daddy Emeka. And from there, teaching started coming. And then that grace was being distributed. But at some point, Pastor Nespor, after convention, he would call people. All the people leading song, Pastor Alfred, Elfrida, amen. All these, their groups, they were season of talking, preaching, impartation. Talking, preaching, impartation. Talking, preaching, teaching, impartation. So they were distributing those gifts. Distributing those gifts. Now, many of the people you see today, today you see how Pastor Tokpe prophesy is use. And they were not too daring. Don't want to outshow. No. If by waiting upon your spirit, and in most cases, amen, when you want to even interpret, they may just give you one, two, right? As a starting point. And then you step into the unknown with fear. When you discover there is no breakthrough, don't force it. By the time you feel that I can't see again, don't force it. Stop. Now, because sometimes as you are interpreting, they're also watching you in the spirit to see if you are more careful. But if they discover that anytime you are stuck, but you find a way, that thing being stuck is also a training. And spirit is watching to see how you are going to handle it. When you are stuck, they say, okay, amen, amen, amen. Praise God. No, don't say that people will look at you, our coach, interpret that. No, that's not the way we are seeing it. That's not the way we are seeing it. But when I discover that anytime you get there, you wind things out, I'll start having fear. Why? Because it's not a very good attitude in the spirit. It means you are forcing God's hand. Now, when you do that all the time, spirit will wait. When you want to force, another spirit will take over. Now, it will not take another person to say, no, God has stopped speaking from here. From here up, you are the one displaying. Now, you can't start interpreting now the way Pastor Alfred interprets. It took them many years. Wait and grow. Don't be in haste. The way Pastor Dixon interprets today, it took years. Don't forget, they are pastors. What I mean is that there is a measure of grace formation in their inside, aside the spirit upon that aids for interpretation. So don't quickly want to equate. Stay in your measure, be faithful. Stay in your measure, be faithful. Why? Because I perceive this grace will be more needed. And there's a need for cleansing. There's a need for cleansing. And don't turn interpretation to preaching. I'm not saying I have any issue with it, but when it's always the same thing long, I'm not saying, people are not serious. When they now bring tongue, Ashidabarana, the Lord said, amen. You are seeing the flesh. What I mean is that the spirit is dynamic. There are times where a tongue can be very long and the interpretation will be very short. But no, it doesn't matter long, short, oh. The interpretation is always very long. And I say you want to wind yourself, even when the thing don't stop. No, stop that. Why? Because I perceive that the Lord wants to increase authority in the place of prophesying and also interpreting. So there's no way they add if the pattern is faulty. God will never add if the pattern is faulty. They can only add when it's an alignment.
Thank you.
Janakoste. Adanianya froteni histegenayo.
For the kingdom is orderly. The kingdom is orderly. There is order in the kingdom. There is order. And anytime you gather, we want to see the order. We want to build your order. For you see, there are spirits that are disorderly. And they also want to come to your gathering. They want to come. They want to come. They also want to be here. They want to find expression. But you must learn to shut them out.
Learn to shut them out. You must learn to shut them out by aligning with the order of the kingdom to which you belong. Yes, learn this order. For you see, to mass produce, there is always a pattern. To mass produce, there is always a pattern. There will not be part, there will not be many if there is no pattern. For I am the Lord, that is how I do things. I raise a pattern and I mass produce. Therefore, be a pattern, be a good example, and be orderly. And you will see me come more and manifest myself, my presence, and my glory, even in your midst and in your gathering.
Amen. So please take note of that, because there's going to be an increase. Yeah, the authority of the word is going to increase in this land. Yes, yes, it's going to. We are at a junction in the spirit in this land. I'm telling you, we are hitting a rock, and the rock is already breaking. Yes, it's already breaking. You don't know. That's why to reach the heart of people here, you have to first of all break a rock. Every soul in this land is under a rock. Some, amen. You can start. Some you can start. There might be a little bit of soil. We are going to meet rock later. But here, it is bold and visible. The rock is outside. But it's massive. It takes time to break. But we are close to the breaking point. Why? Because once that rock is shattered, there will be access. But sometimes when we are not discerning, we don't know what is fighting us. We don't know what is fighting us. Very strong spirits. Liturgy. Strong. Yet they want the best. 2 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 1 to 4. I'm going to read that place and then I hope the Lord will grant me speed. Thou therefore, my son, be strong. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ. As a good soldier of Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. So the relationship, amen, of Paul with Timothy was also military. Let me tell you, another word for a soldier is also a disciple. There are languages for disciples. That's why a language used for a disciple, a civilian will find it offensive. Some months back, I kept thinking about it. I was just going here, going there, and then asking the Lord that how? And that's how you see, if you don't know, that's why the language of the military is harsh to the civilian. Yes. The language of the military to a civilian is very harsh. That's why they call you bloody civilian. Why? Because there is a language of communication. And then when you interpret that with a civilian mindset, you have issue with it.
Get out of here. He's soldier. And you have not said, in fact, you just told him, please go. So what I'm saying is that the language differ. If I say, get out of here, you first of all shut down. I'll be my sister. You say, hey, which kind of pastor be this? She pastor, you mind, Esha? Esha, only Holy Ghost. Now, Jesus also knew when to use them. As I see you, I can also manage you. I know what you can take. I also know what I can say to you. And I will not look back. Because I know that you've been decked for it. Now, those guys he saw. Amen. Amen. Do you remember when Daddy used that word? Daddy used that word maybe some 2 weeks ago. Eh? When our Lord met, those guys were disciples. And I like the way Pastor Oda displayed it. It's like John and Francis were talking. Ah, this guy, we thought he would bring the kingdom. Do you know what he told them? Eh? Eh? Who said fool? Jesus used fool. If I tell you you're a fool, that said is a language you use for disciples. Why? Because you will be so much instructed not to know. So when you are told fool, what come to you is like, I didn't do it well. You already think, I didn't, but to you now. This master self is harsh. It's not tender. How will you call a soul that Jesus died for? A fool. In another word, they use bastard. Now, I'm telling you, language. So, you don't understand why when Jesus looked at Peter and told him, Satan, get it behind me. They didn't know make so much meaning. He's a soldier. To you civilian now, Otitan, you won't come back again. And that's why he said, you will drink my blood. That's why the language is there. They can even insult your mother in the army. You the craze? Why? Because the way you civilian give meaning to words, you are too alive. Why? Because flesh is dead. Listen, no, that allow another school to not take you over. You know, talking to people anyhow. I said, a military language, they're going to slap you. Why? Because let your language be seasoned with salt. Then may minister grace to the era. You know, when they heard that fool, it was great that was ministered to them. It wasn't to be, they needed that communication to reset them. So the manner of engagement, how the Lord engaged, that's why you have to, he took that guy and put him in Ephesus. And Ephesus knew that somebody is here. Why? Because when you see Timothy, you are seeing Paul. When you see Timothy, you are seeing Paul. And he gathered that place as Paul would do if he were there physically. So there is a need for a reset. Say reset. That you were too sensual. All the tribes, when you look at all the 12 tribes, and you look at the manner of their operations in 1 Chronicles, I think 1 Chronicles, either 12 or something, you see them in their ranking and definitions. All the tribes, actually, in a way, they are all soldiers. Only that the function differ. Some are soldiers, but they don't carry arm. Some are in the military, but they don't carry arm. Amen. Yes. They may have the training, but they don't carry arm to let me go to the field to kill. You have medical doctor that are in the army. You have accountant that are in the army. So they're also part of the whole formation. Amen. Now, give me this. Now, this is the tabernacle and then the camp. Right? But you also know that outside the camp, there's also outside the camp. Outside the camp. So in design in terms of trying to explain our journey to you and I. From here, this is the camp that has all the tribes. Right? So this is the camp. So all the places here is outside the camp. Okay? So when you get born again, when you get born again, you join the camp. So that your spirit being quickened enlists you to join the camp. The place of the camp, that's where people are. They just live. In other words, that's a multitude. And I told you, multitude is not unbeliever. Do you understand that? Multitude is not unbeliever. Okay? So you join the camp. But do you know that aside the camp, you have outer court? Amen. You have the outer court. Now, the people that come to the outer court are the people that have been taken from the multitude. They are starting their schooling of discipleship. That's why you see, the brazen altar is in the outer camp. Now, outer camp, the people in the outer camp are separate from those in the camp. So it means when you get born again, right, you join the camp. Then there is a message that separates you, your first separation, amen, which is beginning to teach you the first principle of Christ. So when you begin to respond to the teaching of Christ, it separates you from the people in the camp. It separates you from the people in the camp. So once you go through the first stage there, that's how you see, you hardly see anyone in the outer court that has not started the faith process. Once you start the faith process, the beginning of the faith process, like trying to probably lay the foundation of faith. Why? Because you are beginning to see that life is beyond the natural. There is another force that I am beginning to see by which I can live. I can live by the invisible force. There is another life. So from there is a separation. That's why the people that come to the outer court, they also come to atone for sin. They come to atone for sin. Then from there, you are starting a journey. You are starting a journey. And then from the outer court, a cleansing process is initiated. Why? Because faith is long. Faith has tail. It has head. So by the time you are separated from the people in the camp into the outer court, you are the tail of faith. You are the tail of faith or the beginning of faith. Now, faith process is also a training process. So what they do, really, by the time you start the schooling of faith, they are taking away the civilian life. That's what, by the time, yes, they are taking away the civilian, they are changing you, changing your seasons, changing your understanding, changing your interpretation, changing your tongue, changing your language, changing your perception. Then you are moving away. That movement away is also your sanctification. So in other words, by the time you journey from that beginning and you end up finishing, you become precious. You are a precious people. Why? Because you have gone through the trial of faith from the people in the camp. Oh my God. It's not a small journey. It's not a small journey. So by the time you journey away, you journey from all this. Okay, can you see the people? Amen. Eh? All the tribes are here. The 12 tribes. So you move here. Can you see where the altar court is? You see the brazen what? Altar is here. This is the holy place. But you have to go through the first fire of faith. And that's why, even in the natural, when someone joins the army, what they do first is to take away the civilian life. They wake you up where you should sleep normally. They change your orientation completely. To let you know that you don't have day, you don't have night. You have to keep standing. So, in order to change your season, they teach you how to stand throughout the night. Oh my God. Now, when you now hear, when the scripture says, the minister that standeth in the night. So, what you do, because a civilian does not stand at night, he sleeps. Now, to reconfigure you, they will not teach you how to stand by night. And you stand till daybreak. In other words, civilians sleep. A soldier is always awake. So when you hear your God, never sleep nor slumber. So there's no way you can inherit that nature without going through that process. That's the first thing they will do. You can see, now, if you now, this kind of weather, now you buy umbrella. Abi, but a soldier is there. When it's raining, will not leave road. We are with you. That's why they can wake you up anytime. Anytime you are at alert. That's why when you first of all go to camp, NYC, the first 3 days, it's like you won't die. I went through it, so I won't die. But this woman, she was enjoying, I don't know how. Because she has been waking up. Me, I was a good civilian, Baba. I go sleep, wake up. When you know this, they are false fire alarm. 2 a.m. Something is burning. You not come out. And I say, false alarm. The food is not really that sweet. Why? Because they want to change even your appetite. That's why when you go to camp, honestly, if you want to do somebody well, he says, don't give the person too much more. Now, mommy market. Now, mommy market too is bad. You know, it's intentional. The money they pay to go and get their little space in that mommy market, they build them all. And they want to collect the whole money from you. So what you should buy outside for 300, they can sell it for 1.5. So it means that here, you are supposed to be a soldier. But if you want to still live a civilian life, you pay dearly. But we had some people, they don't want to live this civilian life. Oh. They went to camp with plenty of money. The money they serve in the canteen, the way they would do one two, some that the soup is not even nice. But when there is hunger, every food is sweet. Have you not discovered? Yes, when you didn't have money, in fact, you are eager to go, it's time. Oh. But when you had money, you just like this. What do they cook? At days, they're a bit nice. I think it's on Sundays. Maybe in the Southwest, Sundays. But probably in the North, maybe it's Friday, I don't know. It's Sunday too. That's why you just hear one powerful jollof rice. It looks as if you've never eaten it before. They change across your taste bud. Let me tell you, all those things are the things that make you. That's why when you are denied of them, something you react. Didn't you see the Egyptians? When they subjected to the wilderness, they started murmuring, God, take us back. Motimis kukumba, Gali. I won't chop meat. I won't chop meat. I don't miss suya. I won't chop suya. You just give us, I don't even know what it is. Bread. Not only bread. Someone said, this bread, if you can even give us small stew. At the ask stew to eat, you can just take the bread and take some small stew. So that thing called wilderness. So that journey from the camp into the finishing of the holy place is the full measurement of the wilderness. So when a man goes through that process and gets to the veil that separates the holiest into the most holy, hallelujah, you're already precious. It means they burn away the chaffs. You know, we have chaffs as a civilian. They have to burn it. So once they burn it and you are at the gate, you are shining. Shining, beckoning for entrance. So at that gate, the gate will speak back to you. Open unto me in the doors. The everlasting door. The gate is stored. He said, who is that king? This is the king of glory. A king is standing. He has been born. Precious. Shining. I am qualified for entrance. Why? Because you are an entity of that kingdom. But when they speak back, they want to hear if you have their language. Because every kingdom has their own language. So asking you question at the gate is to know. If you are not of that kingdom, you will speak rubbish. And the man Shilekufu is not an initiate. We ask him, this answer is a civilian answer. He won't do well here, or he's not yet done. So that thing called Christianity, to christen you, or to make you a stone, to make you a stone, is a journey. It's not a jelenge life. It doesn't mean you won't still enjoy you. Eh? My sister, hope you are not afraid. You will enjoy life. But you will enjoy with life. What I mean is, whether it comes, it does not define you. Whether it is plenty, it doesn't define you. Whether it is small, it doesn't define you. You are who you are because you have been raised. Why? Because when you transcend, you won't take any of this up. So what matters to God is what you have become. That is your true treasure. But there is a process that makes this to be. He said, arm yourself, arm your mind. You are a soldier. And that's why most of the time when the enemy comes, he beats our natural affairs and he's watching. He's watching. Didn't you like that thing that he said on Wednesday? When he said, the Lord was saying, see my son. See my son. While you are passing through fire, see my son. He can't burn. See, the more you increase the fire, the finer it becomes. The finer it becomes. The more you increase, the finer it becomes. So, in this season, the Lord is stretching his net. Why? Because he wants to harvest many and hasten, listen, and hasten their purification process. They want to refine you quickly. God needs many precious people. Precious. 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 You have gone through your trial. You have allowed faith to finish her work. Why? Because, listen, there's no way you can say, I'm hearing faith and there are no works. Works of faith is a testament that you have heard faith. In other words, fruit of faith is something born in you. I can see that you are even angry with the natural life already. That's it. And I'm praying it's not going just to be limited to today. It's going to be a mindset you will carry on. Let me tell you, once you carry that mindset, Satan will not be showing you like this. Why? Because he knows that you have gone above it. When he touches it, it doesn't make sense to you. But when you are buried there, he can control your life by it. He can control your mood by it. He said, touch this natural. You will see that she will be down. And eventually you are down. Oh my God. That is the true tofiakwa. God forbid. He's touching it. The ones you need to rebuke it. But it doesn't mean anything to you. Life is not crumbling. That is not stealing your joy. Nothing should steal your joy. Amen. So the trial of your faith. Okay. I know you like this design, right? And maybe you should send it. Let people be looking at it. Eh? So you need to journey. Yes, you need to journey and finish faith. Why? Because faith must approve you. He said, by it, the elders obtain a good report. It means they were men approved. So you have to carry your shield of faith. You have to carry it. Hold it up. Say, holding faith. You have to hold it up and let it be a shield. of advancement. All the fiery dart, hold your shield. Nothing will happen. Even if you lose it, you get it back. So don't trade it for anything here. Don't trade it. So that was the strength of those guys. You need to hold faith. Please hold faith. You are a soldier, hold faith. Hold faith. It doesn't matter how tough it is, hold faith. Satan can be bombarding your mind. Hold faith. Stand on your feet and hold faith. It's having done all to stand. Stand therefore. Let your legs receive strength and stamina. Keep standing. Keep standing. You have to keep standing. Be on your feet. Stand. Keep standing. At some point, those guys didn't understand the victory and the mystery around the 300. They were trying to say, how come? It doesn't matter the kind of army they bring. They were just bringing them down. Go and watch 300. It's not for the fainted heart. If you don't like to see blood, go and watch it. Because blood, they were well. In fact, the women were higher than the men in that movie. He said, you can't talk to my queen this way. These are the mothers of the Spartans. For not knowing how to utter word in ranking, they cut his head. He came to threaten. And that's how they come. What did they come? The reason why you miss is not fear. You want more money. Eh? Is it not fear? Money. You want cash. Because of money, somebody will come and bait you to go and do nonsense. What are you looking for? So when that guy came, he said he brought heads of kings with their crown. All the skull with their crown. He brought it before the king. And he showed him. He said, I have a message. Surrender. Eh? Yeah. The king of Persia, he said, surrender. Surrender thy kingdom, thy children, thy wife. You got to look at him. As he was talking, the wife came in, she talked. He said, who are you to talk when men are talking? He said, you dare talk to my queen this way? These are the mother of Sparta. For saying that you are gone, he cut his head. She's not a woman. Everyone is a soldier. They neither have male nor female there. Even though we maintain the order of the domestic. Are you seeing yourself there? Are you seeing that kind of community in Abeokuta? When you are walking, spirit knows a soldier of eternal life is here. So when I come out, will I find faith? He said, you should contend. You should contend earnestly with the faith that was once delivered. It means they gave it to you as an inheritance. You must keep it for many to come. Many are still looking for that faith. Our hands must not be weak to drop the shield. Let's stand up to our feet and appreciate our Father. Broshibanake asaboa, shibrena takamenea. Rebano shibana tebro sebrene prio de greno rabandelo vreke sobregala tosh tosh kabania mareke bonat rakados breke leopish pasta proste prekete prote patene pratalia arimene na ekere bari adororo bana de asebod aliene mano tekliano regala barabore bari ana mareka boro bari anana. Wake up the lion in me. Latona rake go gaga garabareno. Wake up the lion in me. Makanaro. Rekeli barada kararoda. Rakabara roka mararia karora rakadabara borade. Rekede borobara kabara barabari boroba. Wake up the lion in me. Makante. Loporo maneka barabale kolota. Leshine marakaba seke deba. Rano maneka namanea. I'm not a civilian. I am not a civilian. I am a soldier. Mekele buna. Atevia. Pirio no consegele grete kidiandaraba. Rakabashi katalia. I endure hardship. I go through the wind. I go through the waters. I go through the fire. I go through the wave. I go through the tides. I refuse to be down. I refuse to surrender. I refuse to sell my birthright. I refuse to let go. I am standing. I am standing. I am standing. I am standing. Nothing will bring me to my knees. I am standing. Nothing will bring me to my surrender. I am standing. Standing for the life I believe in. Fighting for the life I have found. When it got so tough, Job did not understand what is going. He said, listen, I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know that my Redeemer liveth. I am treading. I am treading my trials. I am treading my suffering. I am treading my lack. I am treading my sickness. I am treading my pain. I am treading my failure. I am treading my pressure. I am treading it. I am treading my luck. Because I have found faith. I have found faith. I have found faith. I have found faith.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website, www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.